Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie McCauley.
And I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Every week, we break down the latest in AI news and different things that you can essentially use to create side hustles using AI. We interview, you know, experts in the field. Today, we're going to break down some really interesting different news stories that have come out all around newsletters. This is an area that Jamie and I both have a little bit of experience in. And I have been absolutely blown away, Jamie, by how much money people are making in newsletters. Is this something that you've, like, did you ever realize how much money people are making in this space?
I didn't until recently. We have a YouTube channel with about 135,000 subscribers. And I recently realized that I need to be building something that's outside of, a social media platform. And so our email list is currently at about 2,000, but we released a digital product recently and we're able to have a really high conversion rate with the email list. So I'm just now starting to realize, I wish I would have started building my list years ago, but yeah, it's a pretty powerful tool.
Yeah, absolutely mind blowing, because like I've dabbled with it. I have one newsletter list for Self-Pause, my AI life coach app that we kind of built around the users of that. And it's like, you know, I think it's over 80,000 users or whatever. And we've done some stuff with it, but I didn't quite realize the power of these newsletters and how much money you can make on them until recently. So there's a new article that recently came out on Fast Company. And the title of the article is Why Newsletters Are Set to Be the Hottest Side Hustle of 2023. I think it was actually earlier this year. So, I mean, obviously that's like, oh yeah, whatever. It's the hottest side hustle. Everything is. Okay. I was reading this article and I was blown away. Listen to this. They said newsletters have been around for decades, but have recently resurged in popularity. In 2020, Insider, that's, you know, Business Insider, the website, purchased a majority stake in Morning Brew. So Morning Brew is like a newsletter I actually am subscribed to. And they just like, it's kind of like, I think one of the bigger newsletters, they just share like news pretty much. Anyways, they got a majority in stake in Newsletter, which at the time had 4 million subscribers. And the price that they bought into it, it valued it at $75 million, which is crazy. And in the next year, HubSpot acquired The Hustle, which had 1.5 million subscribers, for $27 million. Is this not insane to you? Is this just me?
That's super crazy. I'm looking at the article too, and it said the published press, which has 60,000 subscribers, charges $7,000 for a primary ad slot and $2,000 for a listed ad. So, like, to me, I'm thinking in terms of the YouTube world, and that's maybe like quadruple what we get for an ad slot. So it's like, and I think it's just because of the click through rate and the amount of the percentage of people who actually open it and look at the ad. Not to mention with a newsletter that you're primarily reaching a more dedicated audience, people who actually care about what you have to say because they're subscribed to you. So it's really, really powerful. Yeah.
I think the reason why this is so powerful, I think pretty much what's happening here is it's like, okay, all the newspapers in America went out of business and they kind of went online, right? They have websites, but like no one gets like a physical newspaper delivered to them every day. But at the same time, it's like, I don't really remember to go to like, I don't know, the New York Times every day and see what the latest thing is because I'm busy. And so like, what was the magic that the newspaper subscription model had? Well, it was a piece of paper delivered to your house every day with the news that you're going to pick up and just read. And I think that has completely been replaced by newsletters. I think newsletters are the new newspaper. They, you know, a lot of news companies tried to do the online model, but it wasn't like, that's not really the thing. You need something to actually come to you to replace the old model. And I think that, my justification for this is like Business Insider, obviously a big news company, is the one that was, you know, purchasing a stake in the big newsletter, which is, I'm blanking on it. It's Morning Brew. Oh my gosh. There we go.
Oh, Morning Brew. Morning Brew. Yep.
Yeah. Anyways. So I think, you know, I think this is essentially what's happening. And, you know, newspapers used to charge crazy prices for ads. This is so much more effective, right? Like a newspaper comes to your door, it's got a crazy price for an ad in there. And like, maybe you'll go to that place at some point. Okay. Well, a newsletter shows up in your email. There's the ad, there's a button to click. It instantly opens up somewhere where you can just like buy the thing right there. So like, yeah, I think the value is so much higher.
Yeah. And I think there's, what's cool is there's just so many ways you can take the newsletter business model, you know, whether or not you're trying to promote your own products and services, or if you're trying to build, you know, just a large audience that you can then, you know, sell to a bigger publication. You know, that there's two different models there. You could, it's almost like a similar to a tech business. You'd either build it for the sale or build it for the, you know, the cash flow. There's lots of different monetization strategies there. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. So I think this is an area that absolutely makes a ton of money. It's crazy. There's a few things. That the first thing that we talked about is just straight up selling a newsletter. So someone goes, you build a big newsletter, you go sell it, you make a payout. That's awesome. The other one I wanted to talk about is that there is a company called 6AM City, and they, I think, are helping like newspapers to essentially have their own newsletter. And they're in talks right now to raise money. And like the reason I bring this up is because this business model right now is being treated as like a software company, right? Like it's raising money, it's growing its subscriber base, it's running these ads. And, you know, in something that like newsletters, I guarantee like 5 years ago, no one would be like, that's not a serious business. Like, sure, it's cool, but it's not like a business. It's like a serious business where like they're raising money, they're selling for crazy amounts of money. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was there's a couple different ways you can do this, right? Like if someone's trying to start a newsletter side hustle, of course you can start collecting emails and send it out through an email platform. I personally like highly, highly recommend this is the way people must do this. There's other options which seem like alluring or tempting, but I would just say like, be very cautious. So there's two, one is Substack and one is LinkedIn. I personally have a LinkedIn newsletter. It's got like 2000 people subscribed to it. So like that's super fun for me, but, and I think when I like do a new newsletter on there, it gets sent to people's emails. So that's cool. But the problem is you do not own the email list. LinkedIn doesn't tell me the emails of the people subscribed to my newsletter. So they can change their algorithm. They can decide not to send out my thing. Like I have no control over that. So I just hate building an audience on a platform that you don't really have control over. And email seems to be the number one way in the world of all the platforms, Instagram, everything else, where you can literally own your audience and you can take them from platform to platform or place to place. And like, no one's going to block you from or ban you from, you know, sending an email. Like you're not going to get deleted, whatever. You could go to a new email sender and send your email, your newsletter. So that's what I would highly recommend. That being said though, I think Substack might do some things where they give you your email list. So I would double check on that, but I got to tell you this because this is crazy and I'd love to get your opinion on it. Substack, there's a new, article that says top 27 highest earning Substack newsletters generate $22 million a year. To me, that is crazy. This is on Substack, right? So you can make your like subscriptions right there on, you know, like on the website or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So crazy there. So they list out the top ones and I think that they're based off of how much, like it publicly says how many subscribers there are and then what the price of being a subscriber is. So I think you pay to be a subscriber. Get this. So there's one called Letters from an American. Apparently it's making $5 million a year. Like just in subscriptions, this isn't even advertisers, right? So that's the cool thing. You have the advertiser model, which like if you're making your own thing, you're doing, you know, like The Hustle or Milk Road. You can kind of do like the advertiser model, but then there's the one where people just pay to subscribe to you on something like Substack, and that's $5 million. There's one called The Pragmatic Engineer, 1.5 million, Lenny's Newsletter, 1.5 million, Bulwark Plus, $1 million, The Fifth Column, $1 million plus, The Free Press, 800,000, Slow Boring, 800,000. These are like crazy numbers for like a newsletter. And this probably isn't even these people's only job. They write a newsletter. Cool. But I'm sure they like got podcasts and businesses and products and like, they have things they do beyond just making millions of dollars off of newsletters.
Anyways. Yeah, I'd love to know how many like writers they have for some of those publications, or you know, how are they creating that content? Because that, I mean, in my mind, that's one big barrier to this whole newsletter thing. Is like, okay, I'm not exactly a writer, you know, so but I am a business person. How do I start a newsletter? How do I grow a newsletter? So, and if that interests you, you should listen to our next podcast where we're going to talk about tools to grow your newsletter. So
100%, because at the end of the day, I would not call myself a writer, but I have a handful of newsletters. I mean, the podcast we're talking all day, every day, right? And so the secret here, I think, for a lot of people, regardless of how much of a writer you are, if you're interested in the side hustle, is there's so many different AI tools that can help you out a ton in this regard. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of on this podcast talk a little bit about how much money is being made in this space, how people's perception is shifting around this. You know, newsletters is absolutely, this is something that I think I first heard about from, you'll hear on the My First Million podcast a lot, Sean and Sam both, Sam sold The Hustle to HubSpot. Now he's on the HubSpot podcast network. So he sold that for like $27 million. So obviously for a lot. And then Sean sold the Milk Road, which had 250,000 subscribers. So obviously significantly less. And he didn't really disclose how much he sold it for, probably because it's going to be pretty hard to compete with the sale price of The Hustle, which is crazy. Regardless, I'm sure it's a fantastic exit, maybe $1 million plus. So I think really, really interesting side hustle. And stay tuned for our next podcast where we break down the tools you need if you'd like to start your own side hustle. In any case, thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast today. We hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day and make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts.